This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat today to participate in Samudra Se Samriddhi event. During his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees at Bhavnagar. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister's office said in a statement that in a major boost to the maritime sector, Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects related to the maritime sector worth over 7,870 crore rupees. In line with his commitment to holistic and sustainable development, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple projects of the central and state government worth over 26,354 crore rupees, catering to various sectors in Gujarat. India has called upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. It said the world is aware of nexus between terrorists and Pakistani state and military. Replying to a query on latest videos of terror outfits in Pakistan during media briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said such incidents make it more glaring. He said every nation must fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in all its forms.
We all have to fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in each and every document that comes out of a multilateral arena, whether it is BRICS or SCO or anywhere else. You see the kind of support that is there to fight international terrorism. And in fact, there is reference to fighting cross-border terrorism as well. So we call upon the world that we have to strengthen and intensify our efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
Ministry of External Affairs has strongly cautioned all Indian citizens to exercise the strictest vigilance regarding employment promises or offers in Iran. In a statement, the ministry said the government of Iran allows visa-free entry to Indians only for tourism purposes. It said any agents promising visa-free entry into Iran for employment or other purposes may well be in connivance with criminal gangs. The ministry advised Indian citizens not to fall prey to such offers. The Election Commission has delisted 474 registered unrecognized political parties for flouting norms. The decision was taken after they failed to fulfill the essential condition of contesting even a single election for 6 years, continuously since 2019. In the first phase of the exercise, the Commission had delisted 334 registered unrecognized political parties last month. With this exercise, 808 registered unrecognized political parties have been delisted in the last 2 months. The Central Administrative Tribunal, CAT, will hold its 10th All India Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The conference aims to deliberate on the way forward for strengthening the judicial and administrative system, with particular emphasis on enhancing efficiency, improving disposal rates, and ensuring timely delivery of justice to government employees. India has voted in favor of a UN General Assembly resolution that allows Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to address its upcoming high-level session through video after the US denied visas to Palestinian officials, preventing their participation in person. The 193-member General Assembly adopted the resolution titled Participation by the State of Palestine during its 80th session, with 145 nations voting in favor, 5 against and 6 abstentions. India has said that its election as a member of Interpol Asian Committee underscores the country's commitment for regional cooperation to address common challenges like drug trafficking, cybercrime, terrorism, and human trafficking. The election took place through a multi-stage voting process, marking an important milestone in India's engagement with international law enforcement agencies. And in football, the India Under-17 men's national team sealed their spot in the semi-finals of the SAF Under-17 Championships 2025 after edging past Bhutan 1-0 in their second Group B match at the Racecourse International Stadium in Colombo. And in women's cricket, India is set to face Australia in their third and final one-day international of the three-match series in Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.